it's time to have a look at all of our men's sheds in the regions with Peter Hennis. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Selena. And even though it's late, it's Happy New Year to everybody because I haven't been on so far this year.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for coming on air this morning again, Peter. Let's kick off where we are this morning. Mount Gambier, what's going on?
Well, until COVID arrived a few years ago, the men's sheds in the southeast and western Victoria used to have a meeting every 4 to 6 weeks at different sheds throughout the district, and they'd get together. They're called get-togethers, and they'd have guest speakers and sort and topic, you know, different topics and so forth. We've had NASA, we've had tracking satellites, and a huge heap of health topics and so forth like that. And we're about to do it again in the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. And it's about to restart in May. In fact, it's Thursday, May the 16th, with an exciting program. We've got a couple of guest speakers, Ian Lewis, and who's recently been on the ABC radio.
We've been going into the caves with Ian Lewis.
Yeah, well, he's actually going to talk about the all the different ground aspects throughout and how it works, not just caves, but the geology and so forth throughout southeast and western Victoria, because how they're all connected and everything. And so he's got a talk in the morning, and then we've got Dr. Matthias Wickman, who's going to from out the hospital. He's a surgeon out there, and he's going to come in. He's not going to talk about men's problems as he normally does with our shed. He's going to talk about gut and bowel. And so on that aspect, we're actually inviting other people into this thing that we're having at Bolander Centre down there. And he's going, the whole idea is to get as many people as possible. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're asking that people do registration and so forth beforehand, because that gives us a bit of room for catering. It finishes about 2 o'clock. It'll cost you about $10, which is only for your meal.
Yeah.
Everything else is basically covered. We've got the Mount Gambier Council have come on board to help support us a little bit, because what we have is something like 200-odd people coming from, they were saying yesterday, about 30 or 40 sheds throughout South Australia and Western Victoria, going up to Murray Bridge, border town, and down this way, and then over to Ballarat, Warrnambool, and over this way sort of thing. So we've got quite a few coming in. So if anybody is interested in that, Mount Gambier Men's Shed, contact them, and they'll put you in the right direction.
Beautiful. All right, let's head to Millicent. You've been looking very productive in the garden.
Yeah, the Millicent Shed have looking very productive at the moment, with different daily offerings for the produce to the members to take home. A couple of the men have also been working on producing a number of kennels for cats.
Kennels for cats?
Be interesting. I mean,
sort of those outdoor enclosures?
Put them outside, I presume.
Yeah.
I haven't gone into it a great deal. Using wood provided mostly by the customers, and they do up to 10 kennels to build it. So it's a bit like a cattery, I presume.
Yeah.
These are for the women who rescue cats and need accommodation for them.
That's nice.
Yeah, so the railway modellers over there are well set up in their shed and are keenly working towards having trains running on their tracks. So they are planning to put up signs outside the building to advertise the local Limestone Coast Model Railway Group.
And in Port Mac, well, I mean, it doesn't feel like it today, but we are edging closer to that colder weather. Port Mac is getting ready for that.
Yeah, Port Mac are madly cutting up their kindling and for the upcoming season. If anybody's interested in that and getting in early, go down and see them. And also, they've got 5 outdoor table settings to build.
And Keith have been disappointed with the heat this year.
Just a little bit. I don't know why. The usual crew have been all turned up for around Christmas and been kept busy having only one hot day since summer, and the week ahead, the temperatures look a little bit better for them, but sadly, summer's nearly over. At Keith, as a result of the early rains, the ornamental grass lining of the driveway is looking good. The fellas have made two low-rise garden beds, and I presume they'd only be 300 or 400 mil high instead of the usual 5 or 6. And other repairs to the show committee drink van, and securing a roof and rejigging the service hatch, and fitted the requirements of tail lights and process leaning towards the building a new and a garage sale bargain.
Mm.
I don't know what that actually means. I got this sent through to me, so I haven't really got onto it. For the month of January, our men's shed have put on a display in the purple paddock of community arts and handicraft. It is also have it up in their Facebook page. And if you want to look at anything on this, go to the Keith Men's Shed site, the Keith Men's Shed, and you'll get all the information you need
from there.
It's all
one word, the website, yep. The Keith Men's Shed, all one word. Just search that into your search engine and it will pop up. Beautiful. All right, well, let's head up to Bordertown. Very exciting. A laser wood engraver?
Yeah, now have a laser wood engraver. They are at the present installing. They will be working, and they have also been working on a TARDIS, which is a full-size TARDIS that I was talking about before Christmas, and that's nearly up and running. It's for a lady that wanted it done for herself. So,
are we talking a Doctor Who TARDIS?
We're talking a Doctor Who TARDIS.
Wow.
So it's a fair-size letterbox.
Telephone box. Thank you very
yeah,
much,
okay.
Peter.
Telephone box. I'm not into that sort of stuff. Another job they've been doing up there is cutting boards with blackwood inlay. Apparently, they look very nice. Two jobs are being done stripping back two doors and repairs some of the machine of a red gum and machining a red gum slab. Now, the red gum slab is 3 metres long by 1.5 metres wide and about 100 mil thick.
Now, Tintinara, as always, are just easing into the new year. Even
very,
though it's
very
March.
Slowly up at Tintinara. Christmas is all gone, and they have blinked a couple of times, and it's nearly March. The shed new year is underway, and they really don't have a great deal to report. They had a really great roll up since Christmas, but not much productivity. Walking around and walking through the door on New Year, you could see the group there. They were all sitting down, drinking cups of coffee, doing no work and discussing the world's events. Then someone looked up and said, oh, it's time to go home. But then another person said, well, it's 10 o'clock, time for smoko. So they had smoko, never mind. The fellowship's been great up there, but they're getting the world's problems solved, but that's about all they're doing.
New Year, slow start, ease back into it, exactly.
All these guys are retired, so it doesn't matter.
What's going on in Narra Court?
Second shed is now up and running and is being fitted and ready for the small engine club to start using. The shed is also building an arch in for the young ladies to start welding.
Mm. And in Panola, they've been doing some planting?
Yeah, as I mentioned last time I was on air, they've done all their tubes stock that they were doing, and out of each of those tube stock, they got 40-odd boxes into a box, and in them 30 or 40 boxes, there's quite a number of little trees have sprung up. Well, they've got to be sorted and thinned out and everything else. So that's what they've been doing up there. And another job is being done up there is repair a couple of old chairs and odd jobs for the people in the community.
Beautiful community service. Coleraine, bit of work for the hospital?
Bit of work for the hospital and the native trees at Point Albion, and another lichen chair.
Haywood have described themselves as saying, "The Haywood Shed are very busy as per normal, like lizards drinking."
Yeah, it's an Australian saying, Beck. Australian, you're flat out like a lizard drinking, right? So it's an old Aussie saying. And, of course, that's what the bloke said to me the other day. And they're making outdoor tables from 100-year-old red gum posts.
Wow.
And they'd be really cured. Boxes for the local school, miniature libraries for Casterton, Merino and Portland. However, some have been vandalised and need to be repaired as well. And they have been making a dining room cupboard / TV stand for a person and honour boards for the local golf club and the Lions Club.
What's a CNC? Casterton have been figuring out their CNC?
A CNC machine is like an engraver. They're becoming more and more popular in quite a few of the sheds. I believe Murray Bridge have got 5 CNCs up there, and they treat theirs like a business. It'll engrave into metal, all sorts of different things, timber. You want some engraving done, well, then you can get it done.
Okay. So what have they been
at? They're playing with their... Casterton are playing with their CNC to see how it actually works. They're all different sizes.
Yeah.
And they're all treated different ways. Working on getting a few things for sale for the Stanford Festival coming up. And one of the fellas over there has built a 1930 Picard car, which is about 30 centimetres long.
Wow. Last but by no means least, Nelson, they've been busy?
Small jobs around town and working on their boat shed, mostly for them. They're still waiting on things going on to actually build their shed. They've got permissions and land, and that is just a grant that they're waiting on.
Beautiful. Peter, we'll see you, in a month, a couple of months?
In 2 months' time.
In 2 months' time, again, for our Men's Shed segments. Thank you so much, as always, for giving us a wrap-up of what's going on in the region. So important we support our Men's Sheds. If people want to join up, they can get in touch with you. They can find out more information.
Anytime, yep.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Beck. Thanks for
Peter.
Listening.
Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed there. You need any further information, just search Mount Gambier Men's Shed.